What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Mark Hockman.
My favorite ice cream truck treat is Cheetos.
Channing Crowder.
Hey, hey, Sugarfoot. I wake up, I piss excellence.
Alejandro Solana.
February.
You sound like asthma.
I'm naked right now.
All right. And moving on.
Sports.
Someone texts in, they want to know if you'll honk your horn.
How about that?
Now, why did Deerfield Beach proclaim a Channing Crowder Day?
No idea.
Don't throw eggs in my house, Crowder.
More sports.
Give me that donkey butt and them big old legs. I ain't too proud to dig.
No, I would never doo-doo here at the station.
The most sports.
You telling me you don't want to grab a beer in the middle of the night?
You know what I want for Hanukkah? I want a cameo from Aiken and Dove.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
So, college football season, it is over, officially. Notre Dame made it a game at the end last night. That was nice. At least you got to have a little viewing interest at the end. But the college football season is over. And so the next thing on our calendars here in Miami is opening next season against Notre Dame. Miami and Notre Dame to open next college football season. So that'll be fun. I'm excited about that. We haven't been together since the NFL playoff games on Saturday and Sunday. So we'll talk about that today. Solana was here yesterday. Jimmy was here yesterday. Crowder and I were off. And Crowder is going to be late for today's show. He is in Atlanta, which is snowed in. Did anyone see pictures of New Orleans, site of the Super Bowl? Did anyone see how snowy it is in New Orleans?
Makes no sense. I didn't know it would snow that much in the South. I had no idea.
Crazy. This is the first time, you know, because my son goes to school in Tampa, so I follow like the Tampa weathermen and whatnot. And this is the first time that the Gulf Coast has ever been under a blizzard warning.
Wow.
I'm talking about the Gulf Coast, the Gulf of America, the Gulf Coast of the USA, you know where the Gulf of America is?
Right.
From like Texas to the Panhandle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it all borders the Gulf of America.
Yeah, I gotcha. Gulf of America. But it's crazy,
anyway,
man. The Snowhawk, it more like snow in New Orleans. Like, it's crazy. An insane amount.
What'd you say? More like what?
I was going to say more like New Snorlins, but I messed up my own joke. And I was going to wait to drop it in a minute.
So
but
you just barreled ahead with more like snow, but then you just tried to say a lot of words, right?
More like New Snorlins. Damn it, man. I felt like I had something there, too.
What do you mean, like New Snow Orleans?
New
like
Snow
really,
Orleans.
Like emphasize yeah, snow rather yeah. than calling it New Snorlins?
Yeah, but I don't know what I did there at all. I mean, just an
no
awful,
one does.
Awful start.
No one does. Crowder's in Atlanta, and he's endeavoring to get to his hotel. Obviously, the city crawls to a slow crawl when there's this much snow on the ground. My buddy from Little Red Feather, the horse racing syndicate, he's in town because, you know, the Pegasus, we're at Gulfstream Park on Friday. The Pegasus is Saturday, which is their biggest race of the year. he's in town with Little Red Feather, the horse racing syndicate. They're in Ocala because they always go to the horse farms before they come down for the Pegasus. And he's like, it's freezing here. Like, what's going on? We're pretty immune to it here in South Florida. We're pretty immune. Like, it's been colder this year already than it was today.
Yeah, it's like chilly though, right? Wake up, it's in the low 50 or the mid 50s, but then by this time, I don't know, it says 75, 76 degrees. Bro, it's 85 outside. I don't care
feels
what the
like it, right?
Yeah, I don't care what the stupid weather app says. It's 85 degrees outside.
Leroy Horde texting me, he's never seen snow in New Orleans since he'd been living there, only sleet, which is what happens because usually it's a little too warm for the snow to stick, but that's how cold it is. Anyway, be wild if that's the way it was for Super Bowl week, but I think it'll be gone by then. We'll talk about the NFL playoffs. I'm guessing you talked about it yesterday. I think what's the big story coming out of the weekend? The Commanders?
I think because I had a Pell on yesterday. I asked him like the biggest takeaway. And yeah, it's the fact that he feels like the Detroit Lions window has closed. Which I
really? Already?
I found interesting. Yeah, I found very interesting. But Hawk, to me...
Why does he think it's closed?
Because he mentioned...
That's the best you're going to get out of golf. Like, you've reached the peak.
Ben,
how are you going to improve?
Yeah, like Dan Campbell...
Hutchinson was out, though.
Yeah, Dan Campbell's losing both of his coordinators, offensive and defenses. Right. He already for sure lost his offensive coordinator, who was in Miami from 2012 to 2018, Hawk. I don't know if you remember that. I learned that yesterday or remembered that yesterday.
No, I did not know that.
Very infuriating. He just felt like that was the best team Dan Campbell was going to get. And it was a compelling argument. I hadn't thought about it, but Jared Goffed at the wrong time.
But Aiden Hutchinson did miss the end of the season and the playoffs. I mean, that's kind of a big loss.
But, Hawk, they didn't lose because of their defense.
You're right. I agree.
They lost because they turned the ball over five times.
An ugly performance.
To me, though, the biggest takeaway was Mark Andrews needing a disguise to go back to Baltimore.
Oh.
Because
that poor guy,
unbelievable, unbelievable. I mean,
he literally lost that game with the fumble and then with the non-catch.
Yeah.
Like he had an opportunity to atone for that mistake. And it's not even really atoning for it because it's not a great play on the 2-point conversion. Like just grab the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, what an awful, awful second half for him. Poor guy. So Sunday, 3:00, Eagles are 6-point favorites over Washington. The 6:30 game, KC is a 2-point favorite over Buffalo. A couple of good games because I'm not a huge believer in Philadelphia and Washington. Just this Jaden Daniels just seems to be special. And KC Buffalo, I would say this: if Buffalo cannot unseat KC this year, then Patrick Mahomes is going to continue to win championships until he decides he no longer wants to. Fair?
Yeah. Very fair.
Yeah.
Very fair.
So we'll talk some NFL. Mike Cuno is going to join us today. John Crotty is going to join us today. I know Solana and all of Heat Nation is on Khalil Ware alert. So he's better than Wemby from what I'm seeing.
Hawk, Victor Wembanyama came to Miami and went toe-to-toe with Khalil Ware. And Khalil Ware came out on the other end unscathed, and Victor Wembanyama took home a fat L. The warehouse was open, and Wemby got rocked. I don't know how else to say it.
It's fair. It was one game, but that is fair. That is not a mischaracterization of that game. I think Victor Wembanyama flew home or to their next stop questioning everything he knows about basketball.
Heat season is saved, Hawk. It is saved.
Speaking of the Heat, we have a 4-pack of tickets for Heat and Magic next Monday. Now, is that every day this week?
I believe it is, but I'll double check. But I believe it is every day this week, yes.
Because as I'm reading through it, four tickets every day. That's 20 tickets that we're giving away this week,
yeah.
If my math is correct. Actually,
16 tickets because it started today.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll find out. But if we do have this four-pack every day, then I'll give one away before 6 o'clock. If it's only one for the week, I'm going to save it till Friday.
I doubt it's only one for the week.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah, 1 4-pack per day this week.
All right. We were a podcast, you know, then maybe one for the week.
Mm-hmm.
This is radio.
Come on.
Anyway, we'll be at Gulfstream Park, like I said, on Friday, just looking ahead towards the week. I'm going to do headlines here. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. My friend Mitch is down at Doral Kia. We call him the King of Kias.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
Well, Eric Nunez dubbed him that when I was down there last week.
All right.
I'm running with it.
Yesterday, it was literally the worst possible matchup for Miami Hurricanes fans in the national title game.
True.
And I was trying to figure out yesterday, Hawk, like what is the rooting interest of Canes fans? Do you still hold Terry Porter and that horrendous call in 2002 at like the absolute paramount of Canes' disgust? Or is it Catholics versus convicts going back to the 80s and early 90s? I didn't know. And
so I don't like Notre Dame because I don't like the actual team. Ohio State I don't like because of the memory of that particular game.
Yeah.
So it's I don't have as much against Ohio State, but for the memory of that game, than I do Lou Holt and Notre Dame, who I just damn.
Yeah. Well, Ohio State was up 28-7. I think they're up 31-7. Do I have that right? And then all of a sudden, a fumble changes the entire game. And Notre Dame came back, had a chance, got the two-point conversion on the end around, wide receiver pass into the end zone. It was fun. The second half was fun, Hawk.
Well, I had, and I have some buffering issues here, so are we good?
Yeah, it was kind of crapping out a little bit, but we're good right now.
I had a bet last night, a parlay, total over 39.5, which I got, and Notre Dame plus 14. So I love the fact that Notre Dame was able to do that at the end.
Wow, good night for you, man.
Yeah. I also had a real long shot parlay. Ohio State leads at the end of the first half. Notre Dame wins the game. That was at like plus 2,000 or something. Took a little flyer on that. And it looked like, hey, you know what? This could actually work out towards the end.
When it was 31-7, I turned it off. I'm not going to lie. Turned it off. I said, all right.
Really?
Because I wasn't even really that interested in either of these two teams.
Yeah.
I watched the Orange Bowl, Notre Dame, Penn State, and I just thought, man, Notre Dame's not that good. I've seen Ohio State a couple times this year. Their receivers and their running back are out of this world good. So I just figured they'd run away with it, and it was over. Up 31-7. Yeah, like this is going the way I envisioned it would go. What's the point of even watching the rest of it? Then my group chat blows up when that guy fumbled the football, and they come down, Notre Dame scores, and then you have to throw it on at that point. Two-score game, you have to throw it on.
That was the thing after that fumble. Like, they had to score quickly, and they did. And you're like, okay, we got a little something here.
Yeah.
I didn't leave. I probably would have turned it off, but remember, we went to watch it at the iPick. So we were watching it on the big movie screen, and there were people that left. But I was like, eh, I'm here. Finish my popcorn.
How was that, by the way?
It was really cool. It was a really fun way to watch it. Now, I will tell you, I did not see the late touchdown from Notre Dame. In fact, if you go on my Instagram, Radio Mark Hockman, you will see. So as Notre Dame gets the ball back after that fumble, on the big giant screen at the iPick, there's a little message on the bottom left, like you might get if you were watching, I don't know, your Roku. Are you still watching this game?
No way, man. No way.
Click yes click yes to keep the app open. And then it starts counting down from 30. So, you know, there's people in the theater and there's people like, you know, dressed for Notre Dame or Ohio State. And I'm like, well, this is going to be funny if there's no one up there to click the button. Sure as hell, no one up there to click the button. Timer hits one. And then all of a sudden you're just looking at the screen with the ESPN app,
right,
and a whole bunch of other streaming services. And so I walk outside and I say, I see my waiter and I'm like, hey, the game went off. And he's like, oh, and he told someone and they got it on fairly quickly. But you heard the Roku sounds over the theater screen.
Yeah.
Like bloop, 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 bloop. And back on. By the time they got it on, they had already scored the touchdown.
Damn.
People were streaming it on their phones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than missing the absolute best part of the game, it was really fun.
What'd you have to eat when you were there?
So I had a Caesar wrap. I had a Caesar wrap. And after that, I did get a large bucket of popcorn.
Yeah.
Because
you're at a theater.
I was there.
Yeah. You're at a theater.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dr. Chuck, it's always the wealthy guys, snuck in Swedish fish.
What?
Milk duds, Whoppers. Like, now they ordered too, and they had alcohol. Like, he had like six or eight people with him. They had, like, they spent plenty of money at the iPick, but also he snuck in a bunch of candy.
But do they have candy there? Like, individual boxes of candy that you can buy?
Yes.
And they overcharge you like a normal theater?
Of course. Yeah. Like, $8, you know.
Crazy. You know what? I like that move. Take your own candy to the theater. I kind of like that move.
But you're literally, like, you're eating it in front of your waiter.
Yeah.
You're literally taking money out of his pocket. Like, he's watching you eat stuff that you have stolen, essentially, from the theater. Because he's there to sell it to you and bring it to you and be tipped on it.
Yeah.
And, again, the only thing that made it okay was that Chuck and his crew were drinking alcohol. I wasn't. So, you know, like, that guy's tip was fine. But, I mean, you're sitting there, and you're eating the worst candy. Milk duds, Whoppers, and Swedish fish.
Yeah, Whoppers are good, but milk duds, stop.
I'm like, have you heard of a Reese's Pieces? I mean, what are we doing here? Milk duds.
It's a solid movie theater candy.
I don't think so. I think it was in the 70s. I'm not kidding you. I think in 2025, milk duds does not, like, it doesn't resonate. My kid's not eating milk duds in the theater.
Yeah, but if I go to the theater, there's like candy reserved just for movie theaters.
It's true.
Goobers, Whoppers, milk duds, snow caps. The
Raisinettes sometimes.
Nah, I don't know about Raisinettes. Do you really you eat Raisinettes at the theater?
I don't eat any of those things that you just said. These are movie theater snacks that I don't understand why are they're still there.
I walk into the theater. If there's a box of snow caps, I'm probably going to take them down. But
truly the worst. That's the worst movie theater candy out of all. How
no,
someone
not.
One day made snow caps popular is beyond me.
But if I'm just at home and somebody brought to my house snow caps, I'd kick them out. I don't want snow caps at home.
Of course.
Disgusting.
I don't want poor people around my house. Omar Kelly texted me that milk duds have no business being in a theater. And he says movie theaters need to revisit their snacks. See, I totally agree with that. They're like, you know, they've got these relationships for years. Like, oh, we're getting low on snow caps. We're getting low on junior mints. Now, I'll tell you why, Omar and everyone else listening, why milk duds are a good theater snack, why junior mints are a good theater snack. They're quiet. There's no crunch. It's why popcorn makes a pretty good theater snack instead of, say, pretzels. They're quiet when you eat it.
Hmm.
Because you would think, like, if you're selling candies, you think, oh, I'll sell Doritos, I'll sell Cheetos, I'll sell bags of chips. You can't do that in a theater. It's right. too noisy. It's too crunchy.
Right. But popcorn
does happen to be silent. Junior mints are silent.
Yeah. I guess I never thought of it that way. It is.
Well, you're not bright.
Debatable. But it is certainly more conducive to like a low ambiance type of snack. Huh. Popcorn, though, I take issue with that because the amount of times you throw it into your mouth, there's crunch to a popcorn. Like, I'll hear
there
somebody.
There is crunch, but not like a potato chip.
Yeah. Yeah. A good point.
It's a softer crunch.
Buying a pretzel at a movie theater is diabolical. I don't know why they sell pretzels.
Well, I'm talking about like a bag of pretzels. Soft pretzel, true. No problem.
No problem. Yeah.
No problem. They do sell at some theaters nachos and chips. A little noisy and it's a little cutesy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a hot dog, a chicken tender, you can eat them in silence. The nacho chips, it's just impossible.
Impossible, yeah.
And you got to break open the bag and, you know, it's a whole bunch of hoo-ha.
But, Hawk, I mean, that's sporting food event. That's not movie mm-hmm. theater food event. I'm sorry. People that get the chicken right. tenders and the burgers at movie theaters, first of all, it's disgusting because you're at a movie theater.
Right.
They're just
unless
microwaving
you're at the 4DX theater down in Dania Beach. Fantastic chicken tenders. Maybe the best I've ever had.
Wow. All right, well, I'm glad you had fun. I'm glad you enjoyed that, other than missing the most important part of the game.
Other than missing awesome. The most important part of the game, the play that actually launched my parlay into victory zone, it was a great night.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Chicken Caesar was dry, though.
Wait a minute. Like, it doesn't sound like you had a great time at all.
It was
then.
The worst night of my life. Yeah. It was the worst night of my life.
That's good. Glad we finally got there. Hawk, if you're interested, there are a couple Champions League games that we could bet on today. I don't know what your interest level is, but the last time you and I had a soccer bet during the show, we came out in the green. So I'm just throwing it mm-hmm. out there.
Let's see what I've got up on the monitor here.
Atletico Madrid plays Bayern Leverkusen at 3, and Barcelona plays Benfica at 3 p.m.,
yeah, I'm not seeing that anywhere on my...
Liverpool?
My televisor.
Liverpool plays at Lille, French side at 3. See, there's a whole list
Senate
of...
Senate cabinet hearings?
Huh. Can we bet on that?
What time are these games? 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock. Borussia Dortmund plays Bologna.
At the Australian Open.
We can bet on that, but that's got to be replay. Those games don't start till later.
I'm not seeing anything.
All right. Well, the games are happening at 3 p.m., so maybe we'll...
Oh, I don't doubt you.
Yeah.
Soccer Mom Madam on LMN.
The Heat, they do play tonight, and the Panthers are in action tonight. The Panthers, Hawk, open up a stretch of 4 straight out on the West Coast. Two pairs of back-to-backs.
Two what?
Two pairs of back-to-backs.
I'm sorry, two what?
One
two
today
say.
And tomorrow, and then they'll play two again say. Later in the week, a back-to-back set as well. Tonight, the Florida Panthers at 10 p.m. play against the Anaheim Ducks, who they beat 3-0 over the weekend here at the Amerant Bank Arena. And the Miami Heat get the Portland Trailblazers a 7:30 p.m. start. I did see Tyler Herro's on the injury report.
It doesn't
right
matter
now.
With the Trailblazers. Yeah. It stinks.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy.
Ah, what did you say?
Florida.
Benefica and Barcelona?
Yeah, Benefica. Yeah, you got it. You nailed it.
Because I've got it on Unimas.
Unimas. Yeah, Benfica.
All right, Benefica mm-hmm. and Barcelona.
All right. You want to bet it?
Let's see. Let me see what they're saying on the old pregame show here. On Unimas. Oh, it's the end of a game. AS Monaco and Aston Villa.
Yeah. That is, of course, AS Monaco.
You can see how I confused that.
All right. Partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the low 60s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
AS Monaco, by the way, is up 1-0. Mike Cugno is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hi, all. Kermit the Frog here.
Hawk and Crowder.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. Mike Cugno, sports anchor at CBS4. He hosts Dolphins Weekly Live, which took place on location at the stadium this week. But it's a whole other story. Mike Cugno is joining us. Hello, Cugno.
What's going on? Long time no talk.
It's been a while. It's been a minute.
I know, you're avoiding me.
No, not at all. And in fact, every time I ask you to come on, you have a different reason why. And I think part of it is because you're gallivanting around the stadium, you know, leaning into them to let you use it as your own personal studio.
Well, they're nice to me. So, you know.
Fair. Can you explain why you had to use them as a remote studio, or is this
so we are going through studio changes here at CBS Miami, and you know, it's a little tight inside our studios here in Doral, so we just said, let's talk to Dolphins and see if we can head out there, since there's a Dolphin show, and it worked out perfectly. They're nice enough to open up their doors for us, and then I can't wait for viewers at home to see what we got cooking over here at the station. So yeah, win-win for everybody.
Will there be a permanent spot for Solana, who seems to be a fairly permanent guest on the Sunday night face down?
The Sunday night face down. Why did you call it that?
Because I can never remember, and I know Channel 10 has the face off, and I forget what you're called. And the only time I was ever invited on, you guys played a really cruel prank on me.
No. No, we would never do that to you. We just ran out of time. Everyone knows we ran out of time.
No,
but yes, we're actually building a Solana statue the studio. Yeah.
Much like Dwayne Wade's.
Yeah, but in the right light, you know, just the right angle. Looks good.
Funny. So when's the new studio going to be done?
I don't know. Right. It'll be a few weeks, but you know.
When Jim Barry says it's done, Hawk.
I was going to say, you know, Jim Barry knows when it's going to be done. Cuno just floats around in life. Like,
tell me where to go. Tell me where to be. One last thing on my radar. It's fine.
The college football season came to an end last night. So you've got Ohio State. They're the national champions. Did you enjoy the expanded 12-team playoff? And secondly, who do you got in the Miami-Notre Dame game next season?
Miami by a billion, of course.
Of course.
You know, I didn't like the decision by Marcus Freeman to kick a field goal down 16 points with 9 minutes to go. Did not understand
that. I loved
it
because I had bought the line up to 14. So I had Notre Dame plus 14, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to get this cover. And it made no sense to kick that. Then he doinked it, and then I ended up covering anyway. But I couldn't believe that made no sense whatsoever.
And you know what? What's crazy is it actually was going to work out in their favor. Like they almost lucked into that bad decision working out. But obviously, you know, Jeremiah Smith says, oh, you need 11 yards. I'll get you 56 on third down. So it didn't matter. But yes, look, I loved the playoffs. There are blowouts in the NFL postseason. It happens every time. Do they need to tweak the seeding? 100%. I'm way with you on tweaking the seeding. Maybe the top four teams in the country, those are the teams that get the bye, and then let everyone else fight it out till, you know, the quarterfinal, semifinal, yada yada yada. But I thought it was great to think these two teams, Notre Dame, who lost to Northern Illinois early in the year, and Ohio State, who looked like they literally limped into the playoff after getting beat by a really bad Michigan team, the fact that they ended up there you know, should give teams around the country, I said, look, just because you lose one early or lose one late doesn't mean the show's over. You can still go out and win a national title. And I think that's what this has to be about, because you see wild card teams in the NFL win Super Bowls, right? Your regular season record, yes, it does matter. Wins and losses matter. But I like to see a hot team get hot in a playoff and see what happens.
You think Miami, had they ended up in the playoffs, would have been able to hang?
I don't think they would have been blown out by anybody. I think that first round, they would, like they were in the regular season, they would have been the most entertaining game, I think, in each round, no matter how far they went. They were going to, offensively, they would have put on a show because the defense wasn't great, right? And they would have had to put up those numbers. And I just think we got cheated out of that by them not being in there, but you can't lose Georgia Tech and Syracuse when they did. You can't give the committee a reason to hold you out. But I think Miami would have at least had a little bit more entertaining games in those early rounds.
So you do Dolphins Weekly Live. I don't think we talked to you much since the Dolphins season officially ended and the playoffs are underway. Do you think Tyreek Hill is in a Dolphins uniform next season?
I do. I do. I just think with the contract and everything, it's going to be so hard to move that or just, you know, have to eat that money. I think you got to make it work somehow. And you go back to that press conference with Mike McDaniel, and he says they talked about it, and you know, they seem like they're on good footing. He did not ask for a trade. This would have been the time to ask for a trade right before we get to the offseason and the new year starts in March for the NFL. I see him in there. Do I see him as a captain next year? No, I don't expect to see that C on his jersey next year at all.
Here's my thing, though, because you watch what's going on with the Heat and Jimmy Butler, and maybe you go back and you go, we didn't see the warning signs. Now, Jimmy, in my opinion, if they don't move him before the trade deadline, all bets are off. I don't know how you can end the season with a guy as visibly uninterested in being there, and all you have to do is watch the introductions to the Heat games. Doesn't want to be there. Don't you run that risk with Tyreek Hill? Let's say things don't go well at the beginning of next season, and you'll look back at the end of this season and say, well, yeah, it was pretty clear that one foot was already out the door. Like, what are you doing? Now you're stuck. So I'm just at this point where I'm like, you know what? I'm watching what the Heat are going through with Jimmy Butler, and I'm thinking, why bother going through that with Tyreek Hill if you're the Dolphins?
Well, because I think Tyreek at the end of the day is so competitive, he wouldn't be able to stand watching, you know, his numbers drop and like not like him going
out
there
out of the game. Like, yeah, Jimmy's just as competitive as Tyreek is up until point he decided he didn't want to be competitive anymore.
Yes, but I look at that game and I see Tyreek Hill putting himself out there to catch punts. Like he wanted to win that game early, and I'm not excusing the behavior at all to take yourself out of the game. I'm not. It is not a good teammate move. That's why I said I don't think he'll be a captain next year. But you did see a certain level of competitiveness there to try to get into the playoffs for a little bit. You don't condone it, but when you say, like, he's just not going to care, this is football. You can't go out there and not care. It's too dangerous of a sport to leave yourself open like that. You have to play hard when you're out there. I think he cares about his own stats and his own legacy, and that's why I think, like, if he's still on this team, I don't see him going out there and loafing it. Like, I just don't see that happening.
Just from watching the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs, even the Texans, Cunio, do you feel still, because I know the last time we talked about this, you felt like injury was a major part of why the Dolphins had their shortcomings this year. Do you feel like if the Dolphins would have been healthy, they would have at the very least been able to contend with these top teams still left in the final divisional round?
Top to bottom healthy, yes. Because you got to talk about Bradley Chubb and you know, Jalen Phillips. Yes, because I look at a team like the Rams, who were very good late in the season, and the Dolphins went into L.A. and were able to beat them. So, are the Dolphins close to being competitive in the postseason? Yes, but I just think they need so much more depth. I think there's talent on that team for sure, but the offensive line, they need maulers there at the guard positions. Defense, you got to get your guys up front healthy to rely on Chop as well as the job he did towards the end of the year. There's a reason why you drafted Jalen Phillips and you brought in Bradley Chubb as well. Those guys have to come in waves. Back when those guys were healthy, you had Van Ginkle and Emmanuel Ogba there as well. There was just waves of guys coming at you, and that was what I thought a strength of that defense, and that also helped the guys on the back end. So, it had to be more healthy than it looked, because it was bad. Like they're just running out of bodies each of the last 3 years. They have to figure this out. They have to address depth.
You good with speaking of depth, Tyler Huntley as your backup for Tua next season, or do they need to go elsewhere?
I'm good with having him around for camp and seeing if he beats someone out, but I think they have to bring in another vet, and I wouldn't mind seeing them draft a guy in the later rounds and see what happens there. You never know where that Brock Purdy may end up. I'm not saying a guy that would come in and be your starter, but at least a young, serviceable guy.
What they tried to do with Skylar Thompson? Like, do we want to do that again?
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying you do both. You bring in a seasoned vet, you bring Huntley back, and then you bring in a quarterback in the late rounds. And if the quarterback in the late rounds doesn't work out and you release him or put him on the practice squad, then you got Huntley and another vet there. So that's the way I would go about that.
What about, I was reading something over the weekend, what about Justin Fields? What if you could get Justin Fields, you'd have to pay a lot more than you're planning on paying for a backup. But now maybe you have a legitimate 1A, 1B starting tandem if you need.
You pay it. I think he is a free agent this offseason, right? You pay it because you saw the alternative. And the alternative was a game or two difference between you being in the playoffs and you not being in the playoffs. Justin Fields comes in there for Pittsburgh at the beginning of the year and gets them off to a good start. Was it beautiful? No, but it worked. You don't need to win pretty. You just need to win. No one's going to remember the score of you know, if you beat the Colts in week two, 16-14, they're just going to remember that you ended up beating the Colts and you got the win without your, you know, if your starter wasn't in. You have to pay it. At this point, you didn't do it this season and it cost you. So at this point, yes, you have to. You're going to have to fork out some money for one of these backups.
Who you got in the KC Buffalo game?
I've picked against Kansas City in each of like the last three postseasons, and I've been burned every single time. So I'm riding with Taylor Swift and Caitlin Clark, and Patrick Mahomes and Jason Kelce.
I get it. Because we've said it before, it's like you feel stupid when you pick against them and they keep on winning.
We thought last year, like the regular season, was the end of the dynasty, and like, nope, they're going to be fine as soon as they get in the playoffs.
I was saying to Solana at the beginning of the show, like, if Buffalo can't beat them this Sunday, then I believe Patrick Mahomes wins, you know, conference championships until he decides he doesn't want to anymore.
Right, until he's bored. And you know what? Yeah. When you've gone there seven times in a row, he might be bored. I mean, he's just running. He's creating new ways to get flags thrown in his favor, like running out and then like hiding behind blockers. And then go, okay, hit me now. And then, you know, boom, yellow flag comes out. They win the ball game.
Don't you just feel like this is Josh Allen's year, though, Cuño? And I'm not happy about it. I'm not thrilled about it. It makes me sick inside knowing that those stupid buffoons up in Buffalo are going to jump through tables and get another chance at a Super Bowl. But everything has worked out for Buffalo this year. Josh Allen's been healthy. He hasn't turned the ball over. They run the football now. And their defense, who we all thought regressed and took a massive step in the wrong direction, continues to make plays. Like, at a certain point, it's going to be their year with a quarterback as good as Josh Allen.
Don't ever call them buffoons again, okay? Because they are making a living in the playoffs these last few years, and the Dolphins aren't. Right, so
yeah,
got it rolling.
But 72 undefeated, we can hold that over them forever, Cuño, until they win one.
Yeah, that's right. No, listen, I know it always feels like Josh Allen's year. It feels like everyone's year until they run into these guys from Kansas City because they don't care. They really just don't care how good of a year.
This was Detroit's year until this weekend.
Yeah,
it was Detroit's year.
Yeah, but you know what the thing about Detroit is that. You saw all year they had these games where they'll have five turnovers. They'd somehow miraculously come back. You saw the path to beating them, right? Like, there's no way you can continue to play like that and keep winning. Not only that, like, starting 30 different players on defense throughout the year. Like, at some point, they were going to wear down. It's unfortunate because they're arguably one of the most fun teams in the NFL to watch. But that had you know, coming up short written all over it.
Did you know a pickle is a cucumber?
I didn't know that.
You did?
Yeah.
Huh.
Are you just learning this?
Well, I learned it last week with Crowder. I had no idea. I thought that they were two separate food items.
Really? So you thought there was a pickle tree and a cucumber tree?
I did. I mean, not necessarily a tree, but I just thought it was... In other words, if you have pickled cabbage... It's still called cabbage, but it's pickled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why don't they call it pickled cucumbers?
This is just one of those things, like, we all know. You know, like...
No, I didn't.
Okay. Sometimes I just never know where to go with you, because this is elementary stuff. Like, we know this.
I know.
Like, you do this in science class. You take a cucumber and you pickle it.
You do?
I've made ice cream in science class.
You did?
Yeah.
You're in a special class, Cuño.
I'm hungry, you know? They didn't feed us at lunchtime. They go, you got to make your own food, and then we'll call it science.
That's that top-notch Columbus education right there, Hawk.
Yeah. They're making ice cream.
Hey, you watch no your mouth. Where'd you go to high school, Solana?
No wonder you're in the media.
Archbishop Coleman F. Carroll High School, baby, the Bulldogs. Oh, we weren't making ice cream. We were studying. All right.
My wife went there. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The Bulldogs.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah, my wife was, mortified that I didn't know a pickle was a cucumber. She literally questioned everything about her life and broke down into tears.
Really? Was that before or after you took her to a movie theater to watch the national title game and the screen cramped out on you?
Baller! All right, Mike Cunha from CBS Sports. Thanks, Cunha. We love you.
Hey, good talking to you guys again. Let's do it again sometime.
Good talking to you. Let's do it again soon. Mike Cunha, CBS4. They're building brand new studios. You'll see it on CBS4 whenever they're done. Nobody knows except Jim Barry. Certainly not Cunha. Cunha has no idea.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Everybody's younger than Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.